beckons me and it shines as I am lost. My mind is spinning like the hands on a runaway clock. I've been searching, I've been dreaming.
Welcome to another Thursday to Azúcar Morena, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. This is like a psycho band. It's really good. And today I have a special guest, and it's my friend Manny Maniacs. How are you, Manny?
I'm good. It's a pleasure to be on the radio. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me. I know it's lots of sacrifice to be here, so I appreciate it a lot.
It's all worth it.
So, my friend, it's an artist, and he is, can I say, like, visual artist?
I would consider it, like, visual arts, my style, like you said, it's kind of like surreal cartoonism.
Yeah.
But I do animation and visual arts, and kind of as much as I can right now, but yeah. Maniacal maniac.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
And why did you decide to call your artwork Maniacs?
Well, to answer that question, when I was a younger teen, I had like, I think this is a lot because of COVID.
Uh-huh.
I had lots of like amped up energy, and I've always been a visual artist. Like I was writing. I mean, I was drawing since I can remember, but it just felt like this, like, immense amount of chaotic, creative energy I had to put into some type of character. So when I drew out kind of, like, my main character creature, I the only word I could think of was a maniac. And since I created that, like, it just feels like it... fits in with my art style a lot, and it also kind of sounds like my name. Like,
yeah.
My name's Manny, so everyone's like, "Oh, Manny Maniacs." So
yeah,
it works like that too.
Yeah, but
I think it's like it's catchy enough. So.
Yeah. So can you say that the first character it inspired the name of the art?
Yeah. So. I just drew this guy with a funny nose and X's for eyes, smiling with an arrow through their head. Didn't really have any thought into it. And I called them the maniac, and that's what started it all. That's yeah. the entire story of my art, and everything kind of surrounds this just random dude I drew when I was like 15.
Yeah, 15?
Yeah, 15. So it's almost been like 5 years since yeah. I created the character.
But you start drawing ages ago.
Super long time ago. But this style that okay. you can kind of see through my art now was okay. created during that time. Before, it was kind of, I just draw cartoons that I'd watch and mm-hmm. like comics that I'd watch. So, yeah, either from like my imagination or from shows I'd watch. And I kind of would just show classmates and draw whenever I can, paint whenever I can. But
so, the surreal style, it inspires you what you watch at that time or you read at that time, like cartoons and all that stuff?
I'd say it's like from experiences. So a lot of it was, like I was just saying, I grew up with lots of like old cartoons and comics that mm-hmm. my parents handed down to me. And then also just moving around as a kid a lot, I didn't really feel like we belonged anywhere truly.
Mm-hmm. Like,
we traveled a lot to like Peru, India, all over Canada, and mm-hmm. then we settled in Victoria for a little while, and now I've lived here for the past like 8 years. But yeah, I think all the moving around kind of made me feel very out of place.
Yeah,
like Vancouver definitely feels like a resting spot for right now, but still kind of doesn't feel exactly like home.
Yeah,
you know.
So, where your heart is right now?
My heart is in another universe.
Not here. Not even in the earth.
Sure, yeah. You could also say, like, this world or just the art that I create is kind of an escape from reality, as it is for many artists,
mm-hmm.
to, like, express how I feel or how I don't feel or how confusing everything is, like, I find a lot of people are confused with what my art means.
And confused?
Because I'm also confused. I'm always confused. So.
Okay. I would like to know if at some point it was... Well, I don't think so, because I think you already answered mm-hmm. that question. But I'll finish it.
Yeah.
It was difficult to identify the style of your art that you're gonna make in the future or for the rest of your life. Because I think when an artist start, for example, writing or making music or even drawing, whatever, it's something that you know you like it, but maybe it's like, okay, but what is the style that I really wanna do? You know what I mean? What I wanna make?
Yeah, like what's the true meaning or?
Yeah, like for example, for you is surrealism, right?
Yeah.
Could be another one, but why, or if it was difficult at some point,
mm-hmm.
or it was just automatical? I don't know.
Yeah, like why is that the kind of the medium I've mm-hmm. chosen? I would consider a lot of things for that. I think it's mostly, I'm losing my track of thought. It's mostly like, I've just really been connected to my imagination since I was little. Mm-hmm. I had this vision of what I wish the world could have been like.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wanted the whole world to be built with these cities made from like the earth and the trees. So I was always very like connected to nature, and I wish we had seen that more. Like I feel like I could read my surroundings very well growing up, and everything just felt slightly out of place to me. Like I'd always ask, like, why are we all doing this, and why does this have to be that way? I've always, I think I got this from my dad, but I always try to break the rules a little bit, mostly with art, but it just it always felt a little bit out of place to me, and I think with this surrealism, it's kind of an escape, and it's trying to tell, like, the viewer to kind of read it however you want to read it, but also explore your own imagination, like, there is no limits when you're the one that's making those limits. You're the one that's building that box that you're stuck in.
Yeah.
So I think, I'm definitely still stuck in my own little box for my thoughts. But I think the more we can try to escape that little mindset and just be open and willing to express our own experiences through art, and not just art if you're like not a creative person. Mm-hmm. Really any form, just having a discussion with someone, or other great forms of art like writing and music, I think are great ways to express that. But sorry, that was
it's good,
that was a long stretch, but basically the sum of it is the meaning of the Maniacs is to express your inner creativity and to like not lose that kind of child part of yourself that is within all of us that we try to hide a lot of the time.
Yeah. Okay. And I think, well, because we have an interview not long time ago, how many characters have you created so far? Do you know how many or not?
I can list them off the top of my head. So if you're listening to this radio show right now and you don't understand the names I'm about to list, it's basically in the world, in the story I'm creating, it is a reality where there's these godlike beings that are based off of like human emotions and concepts. Okay. So it's kind of giving a little spin on like what it is to be human by separating all these concepts into these deities of a different world. So I can list it off of like how it started. So my main character is supposed to be a symbol of change. So there's change, and then there's life, death, yin and yang, which is like negative and positive energy. So that's five. Decay, prosperity, time, power,
freedom,
anger, fear, sadness, happiness, peace, love. There's a couple more.
Hope.
Hope is one of them. And yeah, I think that's it. There's also insanity, and I think I said pain already.
Yeah.
But the newest creature that I just came up with recently is, I was kind of thinking there's a missing character, and it's knowledge. So
knowledge
is a new character I'm working on.
Okay. I think I want to see it.
I will show you once I have a proper design. I'm kind of doing it as a school project as well at Emily Carr. But their name is going to be Omniscious, I think.
Okay.
And that's like a it's like a word.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah. So they're going to be like a kind of mad scientist like character that somehow knows how everything works.
It's like I forgot the word. Sarcastic name.
Yes. Knowledge. Yes, very like literal.
Yeah.
Literal. But also I just like doing that. Like some things are very deep in this story, and then some things are very like it's what you see. It's it's as basic as it gets.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite? I mean, I can guess the main one is your favorite.
Yeah. For other favorites, I really like including inspirations from like other mythologies and sometimes religions. So one of the guys, which is Prosperity, looks a lot like Ganeshka from Hinduism.
Mm-hmm.
They're like this kind of elephant galaxy like
this
creature.
One, right?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
And they just have a bunch of arms, so they kind of like can help everyone by like just these arms come from everywhere. And What other ones? Yeah, I like to...
Yeah. The listeners, they cannot see it, but...
They cannot see it, but...
I'll take some pictures of this.
For sure.
Of these characters. And also, they can follow you on Instagram, and they can see all your artwork.
Maniacal maniac. And also, I hope I'm explaining it enough that you can, like, envision it.
Yeah, that's good. It's like an audiobook as
exactly,
well, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna go for some commercials and music, and we're gonna come back with Maniacs.
See you soon.
Traffic,
super fast, zoom.
Yeah, watch him panic. I need the bread, I need the bennies. Stacking cheese to the moon. Wallace and Gromit,
yeah.
They really thought we lost. Forgot that we helped them up. Couldn't really kill us, couldn't subdue us. Gonna need days and talks.
The right time. I might not be the right.
there's something about us I want to say, 'cause there's something between us anyway. I might not be the right one, it might not be the right time, but there's something about us I've got to do. Some kind of secret I will share with you. I need you more than anything in my life. I want you more than anything in my life. I'll miss you more than anyone in my life. I love you more than anyone in my life.
FM. Yes, yes, you're now rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Bells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Se asoman en la pared del cuarto. Quiere que yo pierda el control. Hay un dolor en mi alma que me lleva a la cama. La ra ra. La ra ra. La ra ra. que quiere que yo pierda el control. Oh, hay un dolor en mi alma que me lleva a la cama.
Estamos de vuelta en Azúcar Morena. Estás escuchando CITR 101.9 FM. Perdón, es Spanglish. Transmitiendo desde los territorios no cedidos de personas Musqueam en la Universidad de Columbia Británica. Y acabas de escuchar... se llama Control, de Noah Pino Palo. Y bueno, regresamos con mi amigo Manny, que... no entiende nada porque él no habla español, right? Yeah. You don't understand.
Unfortunately.
Sorry, one day. Sometimes it's hard to, you know, change the language fast. So I'll try my best.
I understand.
I think you catch something. Anyways, right?
Yeah.
So we were talking about the characters and... the other question is, some of them have emerged from some difficult experience in your life, or all of them? Yeah?
Well, this is funny to talk about, but basically, I'm very emotional, and a good way of expressing that is with these characters that I've created, turned them into gods so they don't have to be stuck in my brain.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Maniac is technically a combination of all of the other creators combined. So what the whole idea of the Maniac is that they're human, they have all of the emotions. And
yeah.
That kind of makes them crazy, just like... just like all the humans that we are. And I find, at least with my brain, a lot of the time my emotions would become these either positive or negative voices
mm-hmm.
in my head. I mean, we all have those, like the kind of like the good and the bad.
Yeah.
Kind of the devil and the angel on your shoulder
yeah.
kind of thing. But for me, a lot of the time, it was like there was one for every single one of my emotions. And it kind of, a lot of the time, like with stress and anxiety, it kind of felt like I couldn't even focus on one thing because of all of these different thoughts going on in my head. And it just felt like a whole like fight was going on in my head a lot of the time. And honestly, it really does help to get that energy out another way.
Yeah.
Which for me is writing and painting and drawing. So, yeah.
And when you look at it, it causes you like a... it could be like a good emotion, like a bad emotion or something like, okay, it wasn't a good situation, but I have this artwork.
Yeah, I think for me it kind of all feels the same. It's like I've given, well for me at least, I feel like other artists might be able to relate.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of feels like you're giving life to this completely different character that in a way it is your expression, but it's also separate from you.
Yeah.
And that's a big reason I enjoy art. It's like I'm putting this energy somewhere that it can rest, and it's there. It's not here anymore. Well, it is there, but it's just like, mm-hmm. it's not stuck in my brain anymore. I've finally put it somewhere to chill out, you know?
Yeah. Okay, I forgot something.
Oh, Olga. We have to film this really quickly for some content creation.
I have a bad memory.
Me too.
Okay, so...
What was the question again? It was... Like, what emotions I feel from the art?
That's maniacs. Mm-hmm. If when you look at those characters, it causes some emotion.
Yeah, so it's like the emotion that I carried within my head kind of became expressed into the character, whatever scene I was drawing. So... if I'm in a mood, I'll probably play like either more calm music or aggressive music, whatever mixes with the mood.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll just draw or paint in silence too, but that does help a lot. And yeah, I feel like the art definitely reflects on my mood. And the thing for me is like often when I look back at it, mm-hmm. I feel like I can tell the mood I was feeling during the moment. So. Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm like regaining any of that energy because I've put it down on the paper already. So, yeah, does that make sense? Or?
Yeah, yeah. And are you drawing all the time? Like, for example, because you have lots of artwork.
Yeah.
And I don't even see all of them. But because we talk about it, I know that. I realize. I just can't imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So... if somebody asks me about you, I can imagine you in the train drawing. Yeah?
You would be surprised,
or I'm wrong.
How constant I'm drawing. It annoys some of my friends sometimes even.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will draw at parties, I will draw at raves, I will...
yeah? When draw, you're there?
Yeah, I will draw in the rain, I will draw basically anywhere that I can draw.
So all the time?
Yeah, it honestly... I did have like lots of anxiety when I was growing up, and I'd say I was very introverted for a while. A lot of people wouldn't expect that now, because I do love talking now, I find. But that is because of how much I've kind of opened up, especially with my art, and a lot of the time it is actually easier for me to like have a conversation continuing with someone when I'm like at least fidgeting or drawing, so... I think I may have ADHD, but I'm not gonna blame it on that. I just love constantly creating new things. Is the way that I like to positively say that.
Yeah, when you arrive or when we arrive, you draw something in 2 minutes, I think.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
So it was because you were having anxiety, or?
No, not in that
I'm kidding, I'm kidding. I'm just, I'm kidding.
It's all good.
And I have 5 quick questions for you.
Of course.
Okay? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, we're gonna have another commercials and we'll come back.
Okay, sounds good.
Hooligans, we're gonna be your three little music friends. Every second Thursday at 2 p.m. We're here for Music Time, CITR 101.9.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyber web? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
Okay, so it's four questions. The first is, any collaboration you dream of?
Any collaborations I dream of? That's a tough one.
Because you have collaborations.
Yes, I have collaborations with some really great artist friends. Showed up my friend on Instagram, Sleeping Goblins, Mustard Masher.
It's really cool as well, both of them.
Yeah. Cool names too. But collaborations I'd wish for, it's hard to think of.
Like, it's nobody, nobody that is famous. Like, for example, musicians, I'm sure they dream, like, I don't know, I want to have some collaboration with Snoop Dogg. I don't know, that's the phrase that came to my mind, right?
That'd be pretty dope.
So, I don't know for you.
I don't, it's a tough
one. Or you never think about it.
I haven't really thought of it. Honestly, I'm kind of just grateful for whatever collaboration I get right now, but if I had the choice, like, probably would be some big celebrities and some brands and stuff.
Okay.
Preferably
for your clothing stuff.
Yeah, I would. I feel like a part of the Maniacs thing that I would like to eventually incorporate into it is I want it to be a lot more eco-friendly than a lot of these kind of corporate clothing brands are. Like, I was gonna like throw it out there and say like Nike, but I don't really know if I want to collab with Nike. Probably like a more low key, or if you wanted to try something new, I would be willing to do that. But I think it's really key to start like reusing wasted clothes and like just wasted like resources, basically, because we're kind of living in the in a future that does not look so great.
Yeah.
And even if I did become some big franchise or whatever I dream to be, I think I'd still really want to support kind of the future by recycling easier and having more eco-friendly options and stuff.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good answer. Next, it's something that is essential for your daily life.
Something that is essential. Well, you'd think I'd say drawing, but sometimes it's not drawing. Sometimes I don't draw. I like to draw a lot, but sometimes I don't need it. Something necessary for my day.
Could be a pen. I don't know. Something like that.
I would say music. Like, at least, like, I'm not going to listen to music all day, but if I get, like, a good half-hour break to go on a walk and listen to some music, honestly, a walk and music, it's, I feel like going on a walk is very key. I like going on very long walks. Well, I take transit most of the time anyways, but it just, it helps me, like, think clearly and just kind of live in the moment for a little bit because of all this chaos for the rest of life. It's nice just to like walk in a straight line and just think and live in the moment. So I think that's the key part of the day.
Any type of music?
Yeah, whatever I'm feeling like. Yeah. Anything but country, I'm sorry. People love country.
You don't
like. I don't know. Yeah. I like old country, but I can't with the new country. Anything else really.
Okay, well, I don't like country as well. And something.
I have my dogs. I love my dogs.
Oh, okay, yeah. And something you admire about yourself. It's hard to think about it.
It's tough because I don't like.
It's okay.
It's a tough one, but I mean, obviously, I admire my passion and my creativity to continue going on this journey of whatever, like the artist entrepreneur path I'm trying to take right now, and yeah, I'm pretty proud of that, I'd say.
It's okay. I hope this question it's no bad, but it's hard to call yourself an artist.
Is it hard to call myself an artist?
Yeah. If somebody asks you, what are you doing? What's your hobby? And you just say, I'm an artist.
Oh,
I
will flat out say
it's hard.
That is something that I don't think I can let anyone stop me, because I do understand, like, we live in a very,
mm-hmm.
Vancouver is very, capitalist driven, I'd say, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of people don't see an artist as, like, a fully fulfilling job, and it doesn't make the money, of course, but I don't think it's about that. I think it's about, obviously, the creativity. As I always say, and also just like the idea of not giving up on a dream you have, no matter what it takes. Yeah, so no, I think anyone, like, I've had family that's like, oh, you're really gonna be an artist? Like, that's not gonna make you anything. And I don't care if it doesn't make you anything. It's like,
yeah,
without this, I don't know if I could even continue as a human, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is a very core part of me, so
yeah.
I will stand my ground.
I understand that. And, well, I will share this with you and with those that are listening right now, because I used to be a dancer, like a ballet dancer. And I remember I talked with my parents about, you know, keep doing it. And they say, where? You need to make money, because if not, what? You need to go university and whatever. And obviously I was looking for an university.
Yeah.
It was a really good university, close to my hometown. And my dad told me, he won't understand anyways. So
yeah.
My dad told me, okay, it's the university or you go work. So, but no ballet.
Damn.
And I say, okay, I'll go university. So yeah, it's the same everywhere, I think, around the world. It's like, it's not, people don't appreciate.
I think it's often.
Not too many people. I would say, not too many people.
I think often because, like, the parent will have had a similar experience in the past.
Yeah,
and
yeah, it's true.
Continued the route, and then it failed for them, so
yep.
They just want what's best for the kid,
mm-hmm.
so they'll kind of push them away from that. But I think it's always great to just, like, not give up on the passion.
Yeah.
If those have to be given up, then starting new ones.
Yeah, new ones, exactly.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
And the last one, we'll see if it's the last one. And what time you leave, if that question makes sense. Because, an example, many people, it lives in the present, but it's always thinking in the past. So people is living in the present or in the past? Or people is worried about the future. So you're living in the in the present or in the future? You know what I mean?
I completely understand, yeah. That is a tough one, but a good one. I would have to say I'm a little bit everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I try my best to stay in the present. And there's got to be a solid couple times in my day where, again, I'm here in this moment, the date, just like, this is where we're at right now, we're doing good, or we're doing bad, but, yeah, I try to stay away from the past, but I often do think about the past quite a lot. I can, like, tend to be a very regretful person sometimes, so even, like, the smallest mistakes, like, I overthink them for, like, years sometimes, which is not good. But I'm doing better. Every day I'm doing a little bit better. And I think, especially where we live, it's very tough not to think about how am I going to plan this next year, what am I going to do next month, this amount of money, or how am I going to get to this goal that I have. So yes, I also think about the future quite a bit, especially for like where I stand as an artist, and then am I going to be able to make this work as a living, or will I always need the 9-to-5 on the side? But,
yeah,
I think it's obviously best to stay in the present moment.
But it's hard.
But it is very difficult.
Yeah, even more if you're growing up and...
Yeah.
It's hard just to be in the present.
Right? I think it's very key to like stay in the present for me right now, because it's like I'm 19, almost full adult. So it's like I should enjoy every moment of this time that I have. But then I'm like, I feel like I'm like 4 years old already in my brain.
Really?
Boy. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because the experience, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing those. Thank you. And we are about to close the show, so if you want to share your social media, everything you have, go ahead.
Of course. So my social media on Instagram, TikTok, it's also on email, is maniacal, MANIACAL _ maniacs, MANIACS. And for my email, if you feel like emailing me more questions, it's just reverse maniacsmaniacal @gmail.com. But yeah, feel free to shoot me any questions you have or check out my art. Always love talking. Yeah, thank you for having me.
And also you can find maybe some stickers around the city, like
spot me around the city.
Downtown Vancouver.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. A little bit everywhere, planning to take over the city.
Yeah. That's good. You can find something like this. Well, you cannot see because you're listening.
But you will see it.
And well, you don't use this for the streets, right?
I actually do. I
yeah, really?
Yeah. Okay. Whatever I have. Little blue creature.
And okay, well, thank you so much, Manny, for join us. And it's always a pleasure to have a talk with you.
Of course, me too. And to many more of this.
Yeah. Oh, please, thank you. So you can keep listening some more music, and we'll see you next time.
Have a good night.
Bye bye.
stood here for 5 million years of her life. Feeling old, scared at his head. Didn't know how to over time and drove her away.
I'm gonna walk in.